Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much, Isaiah. And again, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice and to be able to be doing business with my grandson. It is absolutely fantastic. And it's also a blessing to be able to share with the listening audience the Jasari's Love Show, a platform of home-based business one-on-one. And I'm just so excited and so grateful and blessed to be here on the show today in sunny Rocky Mount, North Carolina. So I'm very, very excited about that. Just welcome to the show. We have a topic today. You can make a difference too. You know, so often I think that people believe that, well, all the ideas are gone. There's nothing else that I can do. I don't have anything to contribute to society. I guess I'll just sit around and do nothing because what do I have to contribute? You could never be so wrong. Before I go any further, though, I just want to make sure everybody is tweeting and Twittering and emailing and Facebook and your friends, let them know about the show, because there's always a tidbit of information that can change your life or the life of somebody else just from hearing something different. So, again, you know, the topic for today is you can make a difference, too. I want to kind of go back and to last week's show where we had Miss Tiffany Tyson, author of Urban Princess, on our show. And if anybody wants to get her book, which is called The Urban Princess, please go to Amazon.com and order Urban Princess. This book is in the North Carolina school system being used by schools. It's also at the Sally B. Howard School being used in their curriculum. And we always want to be supportive of those positive things that our young people are doing. You know, we hear a lot of things about the negative, but we have a young businesswoman who has a home-based business by the name of Tiffany Tyson, and we just want to be supportive of her energies and the things that she's doing. And, you know, if you identify in your community people who are doing positive things, please let me know so that I can check it out and perhaps I can put them on the show. But I just want you to know, again, you can make a difference. Okay, I'm going to kind of go down the different ideas about what it is and how it is that you can make a difference. Well, for one thing, just always stay encouraged. And just kind of pay attention to what is going on. What are the type of things that you like to do? What is it that you could possibly bring to the table? Miss Tiffany Tyson is a writer, and she realized that her concern with what's going on with the youth was something that she wanted to write about. Some situations in her life were something that she wanted to write about. And this writing developed into a book called The Urban Princess. And from there, now she has a whole multimedia project that she's working on, utilizing the arts, which is absolutely phenomenal because this is one of the things that I love. My background, as you all know, from Movement Slim to Performing Arts Company, my first love is the arts. And you can utilize the arts, writing your home-based business, so many different ways, by, you know, incorporating the dance, the theater, poetry, things that a lot of young people like to do anyway, into the things that you're doing. So that's just a great, great, great thing that she's doing, that Miss Tiffany Tyson is doing, incorporating and just really using all of the resources that she has available. You can make a difference, too. Whatever it is that you love to do, you may begin to see it as a business, like Miss Felicia Dietrich, who now is in Georgia, but I met this young lady in Baltimore, Maryland. She does her own hand-crocheted, individually personalized outfits. If you can imagine it, Felicia Dietrich can crochet it. Now, for her contact information, you're going to have to go ahead and get contact me, and I'll get that for you and forward it to you. And, of course, my contact information is jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com, and that is J, as in joy, A-S-A-R-I-S-L-O-V-E at movementsunlimited, MoveMentsUnlimited.com. You can get more information about the fantastic designs from Miss Felicia Dietrich out of Georgia. And when I talk about her designs, again, this is a home-based business. I met this young lady when she was just 15 years of age. So if you can imagine, at age, yes, I said age 15, she was already capable of designing and completing outfits for wedding ensembles. That is the entire bridal gown, all the bridesmaids' outfits, pocketbooks, hats, anything that needed to be done for that bridal, for that bride-to-be. Also, she's capable of doing business suits, hand crochet, yes, ladies, hand crochet business suits, dresses, pants for the men out there, sweater ensembles, hats, pocketbooks. She does the prom outfits, which includes the dress, the gown, and the pocketbook to match. So we have some very, very, very creative people out here who already know they can make a difference. And she's made a difference in people's lives because she's able to crochet, hand crochet outfits for people of any age, any gender, any height, any weight. It doesn't matter. She fits these outfits so you look absolutely sensational in the outfits. So we're really excited about that. I want to take a moment just to pause again to thank all the people that are in the chat room, as well as some of the people who are listening online. I really appreciate hearing from my friends out there who are always being supportive of the show, of this particular program. You can make a difference, too. Just think about it. In your community, when you open up a home-based business, there's a possibility that you're able to hire someone. When I had my business, Movements Unlimited, in Baltimore, I actually was able to bring on a person as a secretary and was able to pay her. I was able to contract different people to be art instructors, dance instructors. So what you've done is you have really did something to stimulate the economy in your little home-based business without even realizing it. There are people out here who are teaching dance, who are doing tutorials, who are doing a lot of different things. And the thing that's even more exciting about it is that when you affect the lives of so many different people, somebody out of all the hundreds of people that you affect is going to want to follow in your footsteps and say, you know what, I used to go to Miss Felicia's house and she hand crocheted outfits. I love to crochet, or I love to sew, and I could do this out of my home and have a business too. And maybe bring on two or three other people on a contractual basis and therefore have brought on other people to be able to bring in income. This is phenomenal, people, when you think about all the things you can do. And let's just say, for example, that you know how to make candy or you know how to bake cakes and things of that nature. Well, you can do it as a per order or you can do it at a certain time of the year. There's an Easter egg company up in Maryland that actually only does the candy, you know, around Easter. It's called Mary Sue Easter Eggs right in Maryland. And, you know, they don't do a lot all during the year, but about a month or 2 months before it's time for Easter egg season, they are booming with business. And I've met other people who do this in their home. There was a lady in a library that I was once working in, and what did she do? She had a home-based business in which during the month of, well, for Christmas and for Easter, she had the most delicious chocolates. That's the only time you could get them from her. Now, could she make money doing that? You better believe it, because she was taking orders, and it was quite a lucrative business that she was able to do. So you don't have to do all of these businesses all the time. You could pick certain times of the year that you want to do your business, have a theme for your business. And now she chose Easter, or a lady may chose Christmas, or the crochet designer may choose the proms and wedding season. You see, so you don't really have to get bogged down. Although you may be doing your product all year long, taking a few orders so that you don't, you know, over indent yourself with, you know, too many orders at one time. But mostly people know how to take the orders so that they can get them done in a timely business. Again, you can make a difference. I met a gentleman out on the track, and he is a particular trainer for a couple of people. And basically that's what he does. He makes himself available to people. He charges so much by the hour or so to help encourage those of us, which would be me, as far as helping us to lose the excess weight that we have and to keep us motivated and that sort of thing. And well, actually, I haven't taken on his services yet, but I've kind of been observing, because I'm the type of person, I observe how dedicated a person is to what they do, too, before I pay my money, because I take it very serious. I'm doing pretty good getting out there on that track, so if I'm going to pay somebody to help me, I really want to make sure they're going to be just as serious as I am and have my best interest at heart, and that they're going to be concerned about that I'm doing things properly and things of that nature. But just want you to know again, excuse me, you can make a difference. Your thing may be fish fries. Your thing may be fried chicken. Your thing may be the best baked chicken in town. But no one will ever know if you never step out on faith and give it a try. I have a couple of people in my life, I must admit, they are the best cake bakers and cookie makers I've ever met. But they just like to do it for fun. But the reality is it could be a business if they choose for it to be a business. And like I try to tell people, it doesn't have to be something that you have to do all the time. If people know that your particular product is only going to come out between Thanksgiving and maybe a week or so after the New Year, then they're going to get their orders in. Trust me. They will get their orders in, and they will have those checks in the mail or PayPal or whatever way they need to pay you. And if it's really good, believe me, it will be paid in full in advance. And you can charge a really reasonable price with your profit margin included in there. And you don't have to do it all year long. Sometimes we burden ourselves down with things that we enjoy, and it becomes a burden instead of a pleasure. For example, when I taught dance and theater, I quickly discovered that there was no point in me having any type of dance class on Saturday. Why? In the summertime. You may say, well, why not? Well, I had dance from September all the way up until the last week of May, then I would have my recitals. Every Saturday from 9 in the morning to about 6, it was dance and arts and theater going on. Well, when summer came, even though the young people would enroll and say, I'm coming, I'll be there, lo and behold, they will be spending their summers having a ball, traveling all over the country. And who was inside that studio by herself? Me. So then I caught on quickly. This is not a good time of the year for that. So I only did it for the next 20 years, from September up until May, and had the recital in June, and then we all had a fantastic summer together. However, I could run a summer camp from Monday through Friday all summer long and have a full house or a full building filled with young people, but I would not see them on the weekend because their families had them off having more fun and more what they should be doing, more family-type activities. So I've shared with you so many ways that you can make a difference, anywhere from your baking, making your candy, making your cookies, food that you can cook, seasonal activities. You can break it down to a theme, and people will respect that. They will say, okay, her candy or her goods comes out once a year. She does her prom. You can go to her for all your prom dresses. And therefore, they expect, you know, to come and get in line and pay their money and get themselves, get their measurements done somewhere around January or maybe earlier than that. You know they're going to get their order in for their prom dress or their wedding dress. It's called seasonal work. But you make money doing that. Taxes. Yes, yes. Those of you who like doing math out there, learn how to do taxes. But make sure you really know what you're doing. Dot all your I's, cross all your T's. There's all sorts of services that we can offer people. I want to take a minute for a station break, and I just want to remind you that this is the Jasari's Love Show, and the title today is You Can Make a Difference, and we're on the home-based 101 platform. And we just want you to listen in just for a second, a little bit more about home-based 101.
Hey, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for that information. And you've heard it there. One of the places that you can go, and this is for the young folks or people, if you have a young person that is in your family, in your life in some way or another, in your school, please, you know, make sure they get this information, because it's so important that in today's economy, you need to have a plan A, B, and C. Yes, a plan A, B, and C. If you're going to go out and work a job, that's fine. But you need to be able to have some type of backup plan. And that's where these home-based businesses come into effect. And then there are some people who the home-based business is their plan A. They go right out and they can do this. So let's not stifle our young people or a person of any age. You can come on out and step right out. If you have the proper support system and the get up and go, you can go right into a home-based business and you can make money. Do you have to work at it? Yes, you do. Let's stop playing around and thinking, oh, I can open up something and not do anything. When I have my dance children around me or anybody that I'm trying to teach anything to, I work. I break out of sweat. And I do all the things that I need to do to make sure they're properly enrolled, that I have all the equipment that I need to do what I need to do. So, yes, you have to work at anything that you're going to be doing. I want to talk a little bit more now about the network marketing aspect of what we do, because we have network marketers out there on the line, and we have to address those things because, again, the topic, you can make a difference too. The products and the services that you are sharing with people are vital. There are people out here that they're not able to get out and get some of these things. So if your product can be shipped to them, then that is very much a service that is very well appreciated by people. You have people who are shut-ins. You have people who are the elderly. You have people who have different other abilities or lack of certain abilities and strengths. And so, therefore, being able to order products is a crucial, it's something that they need. So you're making a difference in that aspect. And also, as you're doing this here, you're showing other people that there are so many more ways for a person to earn a living. Unless a person wants to get out here and be in the rat race, jump in their car and ride across town, burning a lot of gas. Well, unless they have to, because sometimes you have to get things initiated. But there are people who do this, and they really don't have to. It's something that they've been conditioned to do. And you all have seen that. You've seen the families where maybe one of them has a really, really, you know, pretty good job. And it's all about getting the third platinum screen TV. So, you know, the wife is spending extra money getting babysitters for the children, putting them in daycare, in which is very expensive in most states, very expensive. Ripping and running, spending money on lunch and all other sorts of things, when indeed you could very well be working from home and you could be a network marketer. There are so many reputable companies that you can represent. And, you know, just go down the list and see which ones fit your fancy. If you like doing makeup, then you have the Mary Kay. That's one that you can do. If you like doing Avon, That's another one that you can do. You can make some money and you can enjoy yourself. It all depends on what it is that you like to do. If you like the vitamins and household products, you have Vitamart. And you have your Amway and Shaklee's. I don't know. Some of them have changed their names, but just look them up and see if it's something that you want to do. If you want to be able to shop online and go to any store of your choice, you have Zamzoo. You could contact us so that you can find out more about Zamzoo. And in our particular company, you're able to get a free mall website and go pick the things that you need from there. And get them shipped to your house. Or you can go pick them up at your local Walmart, because Walmart is on the Zamzoo site. The bottom line is you can make a difference. And what you're doing is you're preparing people for the change. Because there's a change in the way that people are going to be doing business. And the way that they do business is going to a lot be on the telephone and the internet. I don't know if people remember when QVC and Home Shopping Network came on the scene, but that's a whole revolutionized way that people do business. And so they made a difference in so many people's lives because people don't have to leave their home to go shopping. So that's very, 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 very critical for people to realize the difference, what's happening. We don't pay attention to market shifts. I noticed when I was doing my dance and theater, the fact was that there was no need for me to be doing my dance classes on a Saturday because there wasn't going to be anybody there but me. So we have to pay attention to when there's a change in how people are doing what they do. So I had to know that I was needed during the summer for the summer camp program. I could make a difference in people's lives. Monday through Friday from 6:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening, Movements Unlimited could make a difference because people needed a place to take their children. This is a home-based business. And, you know, I'm trying to let people know you can do this out of your home. If you have a daycare, tweak that daycare so that it's a little bit more exciting and make it a place where not only do they come in and it's safe and they play, and play, I love play. I think play is very important. I think that children should be allowed anywhere from 30 minutes, depending on the age, to an hour of free playtime. Still supervised, but playtime. And one of the reasons why I always say that is that when you put out a game, let's say like Monopoly, and you all from the old school know about Monopoly, it's a long game. They need time to finish the game. You're playing a nice baseball game. You want time to finish the game. There's nothing like every time you go to play something, you don't have enough time to play. Play is important. So let's make sure that we have time for play. But also for those people who are running those daycares and summer camps, make it interesting. Have trips that you take your children on. And have them well supervised. And make sure the children know the rules ahead of time. And also make sure that you have, you know, your arts and crafty type people that come in to actually teach something of value to your children. There's a lot of things. PBS TV has, so much that you can utilize to keep the mind sharp for these children. And even sharing with those young minds little businesses during the summer. They can do the, the little cup thing with the fruity cup type thing, the freezer cup or the snowballs. Those are little businesses you could teach the children, home-based businesses at a very young age, how to bake cookies. There we are. There we go again. So you can incorporate these things that we have that next group of people coming through who are going to be able to have a home-based business. And for those of you out there who have the 18, 19-year-olds, you can join our program as far as being able to get them interested in a home-based business. But just remember that you can make a difference. Just don't overwhelm yourself by trying to sometimes do something every day all year long. It's not always how much time you put into something as much as it is the quality of the time. Having a theme, an idea of what it is that you want to do, and sticking to that particular theme. Well, we're going to wind down now because it's almost time for my time and your time, and want to make sure that we have time for that. So I'm going to speak for just a few more minutes. This is International Women's Month, and I just want to do a shout-out to some of the women who tart dance and things for me in Maryland. That's Maria Broom. A shout out to her. I want to shout out again to Felicia Dietrich, who was one of the inspirations for my crocheting, along, of course, with my mother. I want to throw out a shout out to Delicate Jill Carter of Baltimore, Maryland. Go, Jill, go. Not necessarily a home-based business person, but it does affect businesses, what she does. Angela Bryant here in the North Carolina area. Go, Angela Bryant, go. These are some of the crusaders out here, women who are stepping out to make a difference in people's lives. And, of course, we have Oprah Winfrey. We think about International Women's Month. We can't help but think about Oprah Winfrey, Suzanne DePasse, and there's so many more, so many more. The young lady from Essence Magazine. Always want to think of her as Susan Taylor. So there are a lot of women that we can give a shout-out to. It is my time. This is Jasari's Love, and I enjoy being with you. I hope that I've been of some help to you this morning or that you can be encouraged to help others. Have a fantastic weekend, and join me this evening for the Jasari's Love Show that comes on at 9 o'clock in the evening Eastern Standard Time. Have a great day.
Wake up. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.